The Arab is waiting, and let him wait, because now we have a lot of stuff to say. The next paragraph is from Prophet and thing like that. Pay attention to the rest of this. The rest of this is an explanation that let me put it this way. Imagine yourself being that poor Arab, okay? And imagine having a woman like that. This woman started to nag and really bothered you all night. In the morning, you started to answer. She fight back. Then you're fed up and you say, divorce. I'll get out of here. Remember, the man didn't say, I will throw you out. Normally, in Rumi's time, the house belongs to the man. So he should throw out the woman. But he said, I will leave this house. Because this is the breath of talking. This body belongs to intelligence, right? The breath is talking. Okay. And suddenly he said, I'll go out. He said, ah. Step by step, he started that. Do everything, but not quit. Please remain here. That was my mistake. I didn't know your kingship and all your goodnesses. And because you're good, I did this. And I know that in your heart there is someone who will talk positive about me. And I started to cry. Then what will happen? Imagine, you are the man. And this intelligent of you, after all this fight, you started to cry. What will happen? Imagine it, because that's something that hopefully you will experience.
The harper cried also in the graveyard. And he got the...
Yeah, but that was the harper. Now listen to this lady of yours. Your intelligence is crying. Rumi will say, now look at your intelligence.
She, by whose beauteous face man was enslaved, how will it be when she begins to play the slave?
Is it this intelligence that you love very much, which is this nasty one? Imagine if this intelligence becomes a very healthy, good one. Then how much do you love it? Yes?
She, at whose haughtiness your heart is trembling, how will you fare when she falls a weeping before you? She, from whose disdain your heart and soul are bleeding, how will it be when she turns to entreaty? She, in whose tyranny and cruelty we are ensnared, what plea shall we have when she rises to plead? The love of desired things, women, etc., is decked out for men. God has arranged it. How can they escape from what God has arranged? Inasmuch as he created her that he might take comfort in her, how can Adam be parted from Eve? Though he be Rustam, son of Zal, and greater than Hamza, as regards authority, he is his old woman's captive. He, to whose words the world was enslaved, used to cry, speak to me, O Humaira.
This is the maxim. This is okay. Imagine an intelligence which is not fighting you, which is not doing all the negative stuff. Then what will happen? Imagine this intelligence, and remember that Eve was created to comfort Adam. Adam will not leave the Eve. We are not going to leave the intelligence. This intelligence should leave the dominance. Become a partner, not the boss. That's what it is. Don't think that we are saying intelligence is no good. Je remember that Mohammed should say, "Oh, my beautiful rose, talk to me." He would say this, and all the Arabs will be offended that a prophet needs this young lady to talk to him. This is the story, Adam and Eve, prophet, and that means that the soul and intelligence are not dividable. They should balance each other. It will happen only when the lady will surrender. And the lady only will surrender when she will realize that you could live it. You could close his supermarket down. You could.
The water prevailed over the fire by its dread onset. The fire makes it seem when it is screened. When a cauldron comes between, O King, it annihilates the water and converts it into air.
You see, it says the relationship is like this. Imagine the water and the fire. What is what? We know fire is fire of knowledge. Fire is the Satan. Right? The water is the essence of life. The essence of hikmat. And say, okay, look at these two. What will happen? So it's easy. Water and fire coming together, fire is gone. Right? But if there is an intermediate, like a pot, then the fire will boil the water and will evaporate the water. So these two, one could overcome the other one. It depends on the solution situation. So if you look around and you will see the intelligence is always dominant, do not believe in dominance of intelligence. It could be reversed, because these two, at the end of the day, should work together. They are both a part of you, yes?
If outwardly you are dominating your wife like water, inwardly you are dominated and are seeking your wife. This is characteristic of man. To the animals, love is wanting, and that arises from their inferiority.
Okay. Because this is complicated enough, we leave it here. Two last verses. He said, okay, I'm talking about this. This lady upstairs and you. Okay, you could overcome this, but deep down you need it. So it's not a quest of which one should kill the other one, or which one should dominate the other one. Both are two sides of one coin, two sides of you. Next time, he will expand this. He will say, if the ladies are dominant, that's bad. If the men are dominant, that's bad as well. It's not domination. It's something else. That something else appeared in the last verse. Last verse was that there is this quality in human being, and the animals, they don't have love because they are lesser. He talks about mehr. You know, mehr is the oldest word in Persian language of Mitra. It's Mithraism, which you know mainly as paganism. Mithraism has been the first worldwide accepted religion, and it's based on mehr, which means love, esh, and it's the name of the light as well. He talks about that mehr, and